as the problem. So part of the reason why, you know, the hard sciences make deep discoveries is that they artificially restrict the domain of inquiry. And incidentally, that's another contribution of Galileo. I mean, sort of understood before, but he sharpened the understanding that if you want to gain any insight into some system, you don't have to move away from phenomena and towards abstraction, towards idealization. So instead of studying a leaf blowing in the wind, study a ball rolling down a frictionless plane, even though that doesn't exist.
Right.
That way, maybe you can gain some understanding, which you can use for more complicated topics. Well, to be concrete, suppose that you wanted to predict what's going on outside the window. Okay. The only way to do it would be brute force. Take thousands of videotapes of whatever's happening outside the window, do some statistical analysis, and probably get a pretty fair prediction of what's going to happen next. You don't go to the physics department. They can't say a thing about playing outside the window. You know, Hillary Putnam once made an analogy. He said the quantum physicist can't explain why a round peg doesn't fit into a square hole. It's just way too complicated, you know. But and if you want to discover, to understand the phenomena, there's only two ways. One is brute force, which will give you some weak brute correlations, or else just abstract away from them and study ideal cases. And that's sometimes called the Galilean style. Attribute more reality to the ideal case, even in a non-existent system like a frictionless plane, than we do to the phenomena that are just too complicated because there's too many variables and too many interacting things. And that's quite important for the study of language. I mean, in fact, it's a live battle in the study of language. Should we just study the mass of phenomena and use brute force methods to try to model them somehow? Or should we abstract away from the complex phenomena and try to find ideal cases that we'll be able to investigate and maybe find some principles? In fact, that's the first step. Take say, the notion of language. I mean, there's an intuitive, common-sense notion of language in which, for example, Chinese is a language and Romance isn't a language. But the factors that enter into that are historical colors on maps, the continuity of empires. I mean, it's not a linguistic distinction.
Right.
And if you try to study that, you're studying all of human life.